remember that I would like us to start. I would like to welcome you all in this meeting. And the first person who greeted me as I logged in was the Honorable Sokacha. We also now extend our words of welcome to him. After some few weeks, he was not well. We are glad, Honorable Sokacha, that you are back. Some of us have been keeping and following your improvements. And today, I could hear from your voice that you really are healthy. Thank you very much. And we thank God for your coming back.
Thank you very much,
Chairperson. Yes. Thank you. I've just spoken to the minister, and the minister says, hey, Jomo, let's not talk too long. We are delaying me. I'm going to cabinet. I said, oh, that's great. So Minister Mkhize is also back at work. He has recovered well, and we also thank him and we send him our best wishes as he has recovered and is back to lead this department that we are associated with. So with that, honorable members, we want to also thank you very much for sending your messages of support, get well messages to both Minister Mkhize and Honorable Sokacha. They were well received, and also that is what I got from Minister Mkhize. In my opening remarks, I will indicate that we were supposed to have this meeting last week. After consultation with the staff members, when I noticed certain things that I was not happy with on the report sent to us, I requested time to really postpone this meeting to today. And therefore, honorable members, then, if we have anybody to ask questions from why the meeting was cancelled or postponed last week, is myself. And the staff members were also educating me that, Chair, when you raise these issues, maybe you should not have released the report and then discuss it with us. Now we are seeing these gaps we are noticing. So I did not want to close that discussion between me and the staff. I might not be the only one who has certain issues that you'd like to raise on the report, the draft report. So postponement was today, so that I can also give an opinion, I can also give an intense opportunity to my colleagues to make their comments. Let me then ask Ms. Majalamba to, if she has received any apologies or confirm who has attended from our side then. Ms. Majalamba.
Thank you, Chair. In the meeting, we have Dr. S.M. Dlomo, Mr. Munyai, Dr. Jangi, Ms. Gela, Mr. Sokacha, Dr. Jacob, Ms. Kwahube, Ms. Wilson, Ms. Ishmael, Ms. Chirwa, Ms. Lengwa, and Mr. Van Staden. I've received an apology from Mr. Imam Sheikh, who will not be able to join today's meeting because he's attending another meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Ms. Majalamba. Honorable members, we've got two items on the agenda. I hope that Ms. Majalamba also mentioned the presence of the unit manager. I asked him to join this meeting. Is Mr. Bandi part of us?
Yes, President. Good morning.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, honorable members, I have actually slotted this item, which we are going to start with the progress on the outsourcing of the capturing of the data of NHI. I was briefed last week by Mr. Bandi, and then I felt that his briefing must come to this portfolio committee for your consideration. And that is the first item I would like to open for him to brief us with regards to this progress. Thank you, Mr. Bandi. If you could then take the platform.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, honorable members and colleagues. Members will recall that at the meeting of the 13th of October, the committee mandated us as parliamentary staff to advertise for the procurement of an external service provider who will process the NHI return public submission. On Friday, the 16th of October, we issued the request for quotation for the processing of the submission through Parliament's supply chain management. Can I remind members that this was in line with the time frame set out in the terms of reference that the committee agreed to on the 13th of October? We agreed that we should issue the advert on the 16th of October. We also directly invited some research institutions, namely the HSRC, the CSIR, and three academic institutions, UCT, UWC, and BASE. We directly invited them to bid for the request. As for the time frame in the terms of reference, the closing date for the service providers to submit the quotations was Wednesday, the 28th of October. Chairperson, we can report that by the due date of the 28th, only one service provider has responded to the request for the quotation. The service provider submitted a comprehensive bid. However, on the basis that it was only one service provider, Parliament Supply Chain Management advised us that the RFQ, the request for quotation, be reissued. That's in short, 10% where we are. We only received one response. We have been advised to reissue the RFQ. What we may need to do is the advice is accepted, we may have to follow up on the institutions that we have invited. We may have to follow up telephonically and ask them to consider assisting. Thank you.
Yeah, honorable members, I will need your comment on this report, on what has just indicated a possibility of approaching those institutions, universities that could actually assist or re-advertise. I had then a meeting with the chairs, honorable Frolic, about this report that Mr. Bundy is now tabling. And he confirmed that if you have received this type of a response, parliamentary rules do not allow you to proceed with the process of appointing that type of a service provider. You need to go back and start all over again. So that is what I could probably then report to honorable members. I noticed the hands that want to respond. Honorable Janti, okay, let me just put my glasses again. Yes, I want your response on this, honorable members. Honorable Janti, number one. Number two, I see. Jacobs, number three. Kwahube. One, Janti. Two, Jacobs. Three, Kwahube. Four Gela. Those held that so far. Can I get those responses for now, colleagues?
Good morning, Chairperson and members. Chair, you remember that it was not the this portfolio committee that had wanted the outsourcing at first. We were, because of what was being said, we decided then that we must follow the route of outsourcing. Listening to Mr. Bandi, one is, I think, Chairperson, I'm just rising probably to propose that we do not go the outsourcing route, since it has proved that people are not really enthusiastic. We know that this parliament has dealt with bills before. What we must probably do is to ask the parliament that it must put its human resources together and get the job done like it normally does to other bills. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Jacob.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to everyone. Let me just first quickly welcome the partnership between the two pharmaceutical and health product companies, which will manufacture, package, and distribute the COVID-19 candidate vaccine in South Africa. And then secondly, to talk to the point, with the heard that there is only one response to the advert. I agree with Honorable Jainji, who mentions the fact that the single response, and Mr. Bandi, who also spoke to it, does not allow us to proceed on the trajectory in which we were planning to proceed. So I would also want to ask that we rescind that decision to outsource the collation, the capturing, and the processing of the outcomes of the public hearing, and that we find another means and look actively with in consultation with the administration how we will be able to manage the process forward. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Kwakhube.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, colleagues. Thank you very much to the staff of Parliament for the report. I'm unable to put on my video at this point in time. Chairperson, I think perhaps the discussion around the rescinding the decision to outsource the processing of these submissions needs to now be a separate matter for discussion, because I think it's obviously a significant decision, because there was, you know, as Uma Mujanji says, yes, it may not have been this committee's idea to outsource the processing of the submissions, and that it was, you know, through advice that we received, that due to the nature of the volume of the submissions, we may need to consider doing that. But my comment was mostly directed at agreeing, obviously, with Parliament's procurement processes, that it happens often, you know, when advertisements are put out and entities are meant to be bidding and they don't complete the process. I think that we would be throwing the baby out with the bathwater to say, because in this process that we did, when we attempted the first time, we didn't yield the results that we wanted, we now must throw the whole process out of the way. So my recommendation would be that Parliament needs to do the process again. I think we would stand to gain from being able to work with an institution, be it whether it's an academic one or a research institution, that will be able to give substantive services through processing these submissions. I am very worried about simply saying that Parliament must find the resources, because then ultimately, colleagues, if then that's what we are saying, then we must be also okay with saying that we must then ourselves as a committee be the ones who are engaged with going through and processing those submissions. Because to simply leave it to the parliamentary services, which have indicated already that they are thinly spread, then I think we wouldn't be doing justice to the person. But again, I think, Chair, that's something that we need, because that is a proposal to rescind a decision that was taken months ago. So I think that's something separate that we need to consider and we need to speak to. But in terms of what Mr. Bandy has said, I think that it's worth Parliament doing the process again and seeing what kind of, you know, obviously we need to make sure that, you know, whatever the rules are followed, whether we've got a couple of institutions that are fitting for the person. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Chair. After
Honourable Geller, I notice a hand of Honourable Wilson.
Can I proceed, Chair?
Yes, proceed, yes.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chairperson, let me welcome the report from Mr. Band for briefing us with the progress so far. And indeed, Chair, we can't consider one service provider as a parliament. I rise to support Dr. Jangi's chair by saying I propose that we rescind our previous decision as portfolio committee and resolve to use internal capacity, Chairperson. I believe that the capacity exists across Parliament and exists beyond those who attend the provincial public hearing, Chairperson. Therefore, Chairperson, therefore the quantitative and qualitative report can be by Parliament internally, Chairperson. I further propose, Chairperson, that the 10 staff members in the project management office must be augment the current existing staff. Chairperson, the project management committee manage a big project, including the former President Muntante, the Muntante High Panel Report, and we have graduate and postgraduate qualified staff, Chairperson. The PMO have 8 years experience, Chairperson. Outsourcing will be too costly in the current fiscal cliff, and we cannot waste money yet. There is internal capacity. Therefore, Chairperson, we cannot hold private companies accountable, even if they promise the outcome of the public hearing. Therefore, Chairperson, we must rescind our previous decision to outsource and use the internal capacity. The integrity of a process can entrusted with internal capacity who account to our portfolio committee. Parliament dealt with a complex bill before, including the more widely consulted than NHI. Therefore, Chairperson, I want to support Comrade Janki and Comrade Cook by saying that let's rescind the previous decision. Thank you very much, Chair.
Right, Honourable Geller, I want you then to lower your hand and followed by Honourable Kwakhube so that we can deal with the remaining. There are new hands that have since come out after you spoke. I would like, not now, after I've taken these hands, for Mr. Bandy to come back and educate us a bit more about the issues of these reputable institutions. What type of relationship is he suggesting or they have had ahead? HSRC, CSIR, will that be a formal outsourcing or they will work within our structures and all that? So was that one I was hearing for the first time, whether they are able to come and beef us up within the parliamentary process. If you could come back. Not now. I'll take three hands, one after the other. Honorable Wilson will be followed by Honorable Chirwa, and the last hand I've seen, Honorable Hasina.
Or then can also let me check, please?
Okay, your hand is physically raised because we are from Richmond. Yeah. then Honorable Munyai will come after you. So let me then raise Honorable Wilson.
Honorable Chair, sorry to disrupt you. I see the members that are not full-time members of this portfolio committee raise their hand to participate. We didn't even invite our alternative members here.
Honorable Munyai, the alternative members do participate and they can speak in our meeting. In this order, Honorable Evelyn Wilson will be followed by Honorable Chirwa, Honorable Hasina Ismail, and then Honorable Sokacha, and lastly, Honorable Munyai. Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think there's a few things that need to be considered here. First of all, what was the reason for us asking for the outsourcing of this from the beginning? Well, there were several reasons. Number one, parliamentary staff made it perfectly clear that at the moment, and with the amount of work that needed to be done on this particular hearing, and with the amount of submissions that were handed in with regards to the NHI, they were going to be under pressure and unable to do it effectively. That's a very important point. Number two, we asked for it to be done so that it was 100% total transparency, so that it was not going through Parliament, so that an outside company who had no interest in the results of the hearing or the report were involved, and that we could then ensure that complete transparency was done and that it was legal and it was above board. I will not support the decision being rescinded on those grounds alone. I think we must be very, very careful where we are going here. You can't make a decision today and then change it tomorrow on a whim. And judging by some of the conversations that I'm hearing here, this has actually been discussed a long time before this even came to this report committee, and that is true. And there's a great change. If at first you don't succeed, you try again. This must go out to advertise again, and then if we are not successful then we come back and we rediscuss it. Cannot afford at this stage to have lack of transparency, not knowing who's doing what. This cannot be in the hands of the parliamentary staff. We need to have a totally unbiased and unneutral facilitator of this process. And the staff have made it, and Parliament made it very clear from the outset that they were not in a position to do this if there was just too much to be done. If you want them to do it and it takes another year, go for it. Go for it. But I will not support it.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm assuming it's my chance to speak because you're still.
Yes. I put all of the names, four names, one after the other.
Yes. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm actually very happy we're having this conversation because I raised it in the previous portfolio committee meeting that it is very vital and pivotal to the state exercises the capacity, especially in things like processing bills and public response from in relation to bills, and that outsourcing was not going to be a necessary thing or shouldn't be a necessary thing in a House of Parliament where bills are going to constantly be raised and public hearings be had and all of that. And so I'm very happy that there's a view that supports that we should, in fact, sort of find our previous decision. That's emanating from today. I just want clarity on which process
are we now revoking the need for a tender process? Is the public hearing then treating the or rather analyzing the contributions made by the public or the online submissions? So I think those are two different processes. I would support internal analysis of the public hearing in both cases, because outsourcing is not something we should be proud of, really, especially as a state, as parliamentarians, when this is actually our job to do in the first place. And capacity must be increased overall beyond this portfolio committee meeting. Just as the state, we need state capacity to be able to process such meeting basic aspects of parliament, because the legislative house, and thus I absolutely support that now decision not being revoked, because I had raised it much earlier on to or the previous meeting before. Yeah, thank you, Chairperson.
Honourable Ismail come in, just to clarify, you remember, Honourable Chiba, while we were travelling countrywide, listening to the views of South Africans, there's a report, that draft report we are going to talk about in the second item. While we were doing that, there was correspondence that was coming into Cape Town, emails, senders, boxes and all that. That is what was presented to us a few weeks back, that there are so many of those that came in hand-delivered, so many of those that came in as emails, and so many of those that are coming in. So that was the part that we are talking about, which was actually raised with us. Can we outsource this part to analyze, to index, to do this agenda? So that was what was brought to our attention at that time. Honorable Ismail?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning to everybody. My input is very simple. I suggest we deal with this matter appropriately. You know, we can't just change our decision taken on a whim just because, you know, I mean, things didn't go as we planned. I really do agree that we, you know, or suggest we re-advertise with time frames, and we need to ensure that this approval process is done transparently and ethically. We need to ensure that, you know, all the submissions are dealt with appropriately. And, you know, there's no avenue for biasness. And on the matter of, internal capacity, I mean, we were already told in the beginning that, you know, the submissions are way too many and it would be recommended that we outsource. I mean, now suddenly it's a turnaround to say, you know what, let's just agree with, internal staff to handle this matter. You know, I just feel that members, although everybody has, a right to make their own decisions, I don't dispute that. I mean, we agree on one thing and suddenly there's a turnaround, and with this turnaround now we need to ensure that things are done appropriately. I'm just very concerned that, we maybe members are just trying to look at an avenue to say let's finalize as quickly as Honorable Wilson said. Even if we have to take another, a long time, at least this is done appropriately. We don't want issues to come back to the portfolio committee, or legal issues, I should say. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable Sokacha.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I would also like to support the Honorable members, Honorable Janji, Jacob Skella, and Honorable Shiro, who are saying that that's rescind our previous decision. And my choice, Chairperson, is based on two issues. One, that we only had one service provider that was responsive to our book. And the second one, because of time, that is against us. To go back and re-advertise and go and consult universities, it's going to take time. And I would like to agree with members that let's make use of our of Parliament's internal capacity to do this thing for us. Thank you very much.
Honorable Munyai. After Honorable Munyai, I would want to invite him, or maybe not necessarily to respond, just to know to what he was talking about, and if there's any other point that Mr. Pandey would like to say.
Honorable Chairperson, first and foremost, this is not the first bill that the Parliament internal capacity will be dealing with. We know that there was ESCOM-wide consultation, which had huge response, possibly by far more than the NHI itself. And Honorable Chairperson, that I support the decision to rescind. Decision, if you take it, it is not static, it's not permanent. When there's a prevailing material condition, which you call it dilating, we must be able to review a decision, regardless of how many years you would have taken that decision. That's why there's a word received. And I agree with the content explicitly, as it was put forward by Honorable Gela. I would not want to repeat yourself, because a notion that seems to suggest that if a decision taken before should not be reviewed is incorrect. I agree fully. Let's rescind this decision. Our staff internally, their integrity, we can't guarantee the integrity of the external parties. And already, by the way, and the view that is, I'm very excited that Honorable Gela says that there's a project management unit which was not aware about. Now, that project management unit needs to be utilized to augment the current existing capacity. You know, otherwise, I agree also with the view of Honorable Chira to say that we must build internal capacity. Now that there is another capacity located within the project management unit, we must augment our own internal staff and go that way. That would be the solid proposition that indeed we should not outsource. Otherwise, it's costly, and we cannot hold accountable the outside parliament entities, organization. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay.
The name of that entity, I will appreciate that Mr. Bandi share with us which one organization that was at source. That responded. It's important for the completeness of the record. Thank you very much.
Mr. Pandey, I would like to get you to respond, but mainly also to talk about these institutions that you raised, which I was not aware of then.
Thank you, Chairperson. With regard to the institutions that we have earmarked for providing support, the exercise is really to test the waters. We haven't really engaged them at this stage. It's a territory that we are not familiar with. We just want to check if they can beef up what we have in Parliament. Thank you. And then, Chairperson, several honorable members are arguing that we should perhaps rescind the decision to outsource. I think Honorable Gela specifically mentioned the project office. The project office assisted us during the public hearing, and it might be worth considering requesting their assistance. I see the head of that project is here, so perhaps we can give a space to check if during the less busy period of December and January, they could work with our own people to process the submission. On the issue of the service provider who responded to the RF, to the request for quotation, I may not have the full name, but it's Thompson. It's Thompson. I don't have the other
what do you mean that the head of the procurement
of the project office?
Yeah, where is here?
She's part of the meeting. I see her name is she's part of this meeting. We had consulted briefly with the project office. So I can see that she's part of this meeting. If we could give an opportunity to reflect on what members have proposed as an alternative.
Can that staff member talk? I don't know her name, but I'm advised that she's locked in here. If you could give you a space to talk.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you, Honorable Members. My name is Nomkosi Dube, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak. I was just invited shortly before the meeting so that I can participate in the meeting. Chairperson, I want to indicate that yes, indeed, the Project Management Office would be able to assist in the matter that is being discussed. However, I request the chairperson and the members of the committee to give me an opportunity to engage with Mr. Bandi and the team that he's working with to go through the finer details of the work that needs to be done so that we can come back to the committee and report. It doesn't have to be the committee, maybe through the chairperson, and report and give a plan of how we propose the work, how we can tackle the work that needs to be done, if we can be given that opportunity. But also just to give confidence, the team in that particular office is a team that is very au fait with Parliament. We've got staff members that have worked in our space between the 8 years and 15 years in Parliament, working on critical projects in the past. The Mutlante Commission has already been mentioned. The public participation framework is one of those. The oversight model, I can count many that deal with the business of Parliament, apart from projects that we have done that deal with ICT and events of Parliament, such as the State of Nation Address. So I am confident that the team that is there is able, and I'm also confident that during the quiet period, and I'm referring to towards the end of November and December period, we should be able to tackle the work that needs to be done. But again, I say that with caution, because I submitted earlier that we need to engage with Mr. Bandi to look at the depth of the work and take it from there and come back with a proper plan that is informed with the nitty-gritty of what needs to happen. Thank you, Chairperson.
I noticed a new hand of Honorable Van Staden. I'm not sure whether Honorable Kwakube is an old hand or a new hand.
It's a new hand, sir. It's a new hand, just for clarity.
Okay, let's start with you. With you.
With me?
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. Honorable Van Staden has not spoken. Let's, Honorable Van Staden, start.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm a bit worried that we as a committee are appealing a decision this morning and we don't have all the facts in front of us. I think it will be the appropriate thing to do to get all the facts in front of this committee before appealing a decision so that we know what we are going into and with what sort of way of work we are going to into the future. Like I said in a previous meeting, this is a very serious matter. We as Portfolio Committee of Health must do our job and we must do it very carefully according to the letter of the law. And if we are not going to do that, we're going to face some serious consequences, Honorable Chairperson, from various stakeholders outside of Parliament, which will not be in favor of what we are doing now. We cannot handle a process which is not correct. And therefore, we must be very careful as a portfolio committee not to handle a process which is not in the correct way and not according to the letter of a law. So I plead with you, Mr. Chairperson, that we cannot repeal this decision today. Let's get all the facts in front of us, and then we make a decision on this matter. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable members, there are new two hands now, and I don't want us to redo this process again. I don't know whether these members spoke and they forgot something, or they are coming back because more honorable Mr. Bandy has come in again. But let me just say this. The decision to think about outsourcing was brought in by Mr. Bandy, and I can now tell it doesn't look like they have explored completely what they have within the parliamentary precinct with regard to Mr. Kakol. And therefore, this information that is coming in with Mr. Dube, which we welcome him inviting Ms. Dube to this meeting, is like a new added information. But let us remove a notion that says that our main or one of the reasons to think about outsourcing was to bring credibility. It was not. It was not that we suffered. We suddenly have doubts from the staff members who have been with us all these years, all these months, and again, who continue to process. But at the end of that, the outsourcing was not going to take away the integrity and the trust that we have on the parliamentary process. It was not to outsource it for that, because we suddenly did not trust the people who are handling it. It might be for other reasons. So I don't want us to leave with that impression that we were outsourcing because we do not have confidence and trust in the integrity of the process as handled by parliamentary staff. Can I please have these three hands, and not more than these three hands, in this order that has come up: Honorable Kwakube, Honorable Munyai, Honorable Ismail, Honorable Gela. Four hands. Please, colleagues, for this matter. Four hands. Not more than a minute each now, because you have had your share. Wahube, Munyai, Ismail, and Kela.
Thanks, Chair. I'll be very, very quick. I just think it's very, very important for right at the beginning to state that I don't think any of the members who are raising concern about the rescinding of this decision are in any way doubting the ability of Parliament to do its job. And by Parliament, I mean the parliamentary staff. It would be improper for us to insinuate somehow that there's no integrity in the way that Parliament does its work. Parliament processes help members of Parliament process those all the time. And I heard Ms. Dube talking about some of the work that they've done. Again, their credibility here is not in question. But you'll have to understand, Chair, that this now comes as a shock, because we were told that there is no capacity. Then today, one of our members within the committee, who I'm assuming didn't know that Parliament all of a sudden has capacity, because I would assume that no members are interacting with the parliamentary staff outside of this meeting. So then a decision was made, a proposal was made to rescind the decision that was taken, which is obviously a big step. So you will forgive us if we are now exploring why did we decide on outsourcing bits of this process, and what is it that now we are agreeing to? It's a big decision. And it seems to me that a separate discussion has been had here, not only with yourselves, but with also Parliament, which would be improper. Because ultimately, Chair, some of these discussions must be had in the committee with all of us on an equal footing. Now we're being blindsided, and a proposal is being made to rescind the decision, which of course we want to now process what that means. So I would like to align myself with Honourable Frank Sardin. Then let us then, if we are deciding to rescind the decision, as it seems that unanimously, with the exception of a couple of people, that's what's being said, then what we then need to do is we need to understand what is the scope of the work, what Parliament and the PMU, the department that Honourable Gela now seems to know very intimately about, what the scope of their work is and what the timelines are, and where do we come in? Because then it's very important that we are intricately involved in this process. Because now what I don't want to do is to be hoodwinked and then later have empty legal challenge, and yet we didn't know what was going to be done by the PMU, what is being done by members of Parliament. If we're rescinding the decision, let us all then sit down, understand the scope of the work, and when we get to start doing it as members of parliament ourselves.
Honorable Chair, we can't postpone this decision. We are taking decision here. The only jungle that's unknown to us is the private sector. That's unknown, still yet to be explored. What we know for all this since 1994 and now, we know that Parliament always and historically has a credible capacity to work. So, I'm still affirming that we rescind this decision today. And we are not managed by the external stakeholders. We are members of Parliament. The matter at hand is the Parliament. It's not outside with other states, it's with us. So the decision that we are taking is to rescind. And I mean, why should we be threatened by legal for taking a democratic decision in Parliament within our space of engagement? So I think, Honorable Chair, with the current prevailing information, it's then more urgent that we don't even waste an inch of time. We must pursue this internal capacity. That's what I would affirm about, Honorable Chair. Any other thing to try to play with time, because the decision that is being put forward, they are not happy about, is incorrect. So I stand by the view that we should indeed not outsource, use internal capacity. There's no risk of integrity internal. Only the risk that we may experience could be outside, because those people, potential appointees, you know, they don't account to us. They can say this is the report, take it or leave it. Here we have the full time. Why wasting money? I think other member indicated here that we are in a very difficult financial position. Every cent counts. And we know that our economy, Honorable Chairperson, has been devastated by the COVID-19, which brought unprecedented consequences that humankind has ever seen. So therefore, we can't waste money. Money is very precious to the source. Let's use internal capacity.
Honorable members, I want us to move out of this item. Let's just get new points as you are getting a second bite. Now I think Honorable Ismail, and then the last one, Honorable Gela.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to put it on record that, you know what, we're not questioning Pali staff. We appreciate all the work. But we have to understand that we are making a decision when we don't have all the facts. We don't know how long the ads were placed for. We don't know the nitty-gritties around everything. We are expected now to turn a decision that, or discuss or make a decision on something we don't have all the facts on. So while we are saying that, you know, we don't want to take anything away from the project office, we are saying before we make a proper decision, let us get all the facts. I mean, you yourself said, Mr. Chair, that the recommendation was RFQ, that means the request for the quotation to be reissued. I mean, if that's a normal procedure of Parliament, then why are we not doing the procedure first? So I really think we should do that first with time frames in place, and then, you know, we can then make a decision to say, okay, you know what, if the project office is going to be dealing with this, we need the plan, we need to know the facts of who's doing what, where are we involved, as Honorable Kwahube said. We just need to make, you know, decisions that are logical, you know, that make sense, that are logical. So nobody is saying that the Pali staff is not in, you know, we don't trust them. We just think that, you know what, we make a decision on one basis, and now we suddenly turn around with, when we discuss this thing first with the service providers, we were advised as such. And now we are expected to say, you just forget everything and go a second way forward. We are prepared to discuss and, you know, listen to everything, but in order for us to make a decision, we need to have all the facts in hand. That's all that we're trying to say here. Thank you.
Honorable Kela.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I'm not going to repeat what I've said earlier, but also supporting what Honorable Munyai has just said, Chair, but also appreciating
Ms. Dube that they have the capacity internally to make sure that they implement. So in my view, Chairperson, I think let's not outsource. There is a capacity internal. Let's consider internal process. And it's good to make research. I know that I'm a new member in Parliament, but if the capacity is there, why we must spend money, as you know that our economy currently as the country is not stable. So I said, Chairperson, let's not outsource, but let's use internal capacity. Thank you very much, Chair.
Honourable members, there's nothing legally binding us today to give one more request to call for people who can give us this service. Especially because the chronology of events has been like this. We got an information that because of this challenge of capacity, let us outsource. And today we get a report that that process which we started based on that information is challenged by two things, which you can't ignore. It's challenged by a poor response and therefore have to reissue. Now, while we are actually considering that there is this new information which is coming in from the parliamentary process, which in any event is what we have wanted to have, that says, I am here available as Ms. Dube. I need to discuss with the manager, this unit manager, to say where can we come in and support. Now, we can't ignore that part. So even if that you agree that today we are not asking Mr. Bandy to re-advertise because he still has a discussion with Ms. Dube, that's good enough. Because I'm going to actually be also closer to their process. One day we'll then be able to report to you that capacity process. If you ask them, maybe say, maybe I want to say, Honourable Member, let's give the benefit of doubt to those members who may be doubtful until we get a report from Mr. Dube and Bandy. But for now, we do not continue reissuing because we are not exploring that for now. We are looking to the possibility of insourcing. And Ms. Dube is coming in with that possibility. And even if we are saying we confirm, we're not confirming, I wanted us colleagues to live with that part. We are leaning more towards not outsourcing. A discussion between Ms. Dube and Mr. Bandy and myself included will take us to some level of saying there is this that we are now considering. So there's no legal point of us not reissuing an advert because there's nobody who's expecting it anyway. We just got a poor response and maybe it was a blessing in disguise in the light of what we are now getting for the first time. But I wanted to say to all of you members, I will not stop having bilaterals with the chair of chairs because I also need to get some advice on this. So if the members would be comfortable with that, I'm not going to stop that process. I also continue needing a guide and support and direction from you. Can we remain with the situation, honourable members? Maybe not in the actual words, honourable Munai, to say we rescind. Yes, we are almost technically rescinding it because we are not moving on with an advert today. And we need to explore what Ms. Dube together with Mr. Bandy are saying to us, which will make us not to go on. And it will probably be a formality to, if honourable members are not ready now, it will be a formality in a particular day to say, yes, we have rescinded that discussion because this is a report that we are now getting finally from Ms. Bandy, from Mr. Bandy and Ms. Dube. I wonder if we could be able to leave it at that, honourable members.
Agreed, Chair. Let's leave it like that.
Agreed.
All right, Chairperson.
Yes, Ms. Bahu.
We can leave the situation like that, but can I please just ask them that on the day that we are officially making the decision to rescind, that we vote on the matter so that objections can be noted. I think it would be improper to just, you know, say, well, you know, informally this is where we're leaning, whatever, because ultimately, Chair, when this process is done and dusted, each and every one of us as members of Parliament need to be able to say, this is what I did,
in the process in the lead up to crossing this legislation. So can I just make that request?
Honorable Chirwa and the disease, Honorable Munyai, another hand, a new hand or old hand.
In the light of the proposition of Honorable Siviwe Mbapo.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just had to raise a small grievance, really, because I think it is an injustice that we are doing to each other as members of Parliament, as committee members of this portfolio committee for health, because this suggestion was raised way before, during that meeting that was part of our public hearing. I think it was in Toyando. And it was rejected vehemently by the entire portfolio committee without even having looked at the possibilities and research done on it. And then today you have to hear from Ms. Dube that there's actually an option of doing this, and only then are we considering it as a viable option. We were brought forth to the committee by myself months ago and was rejected. I think going on forward, we should really pay proper respect to one another and not just take each other's comments as a passing thing, but actually look into what we are contributing as portfolio committee members into this portfolio committee, because this could have been resolved when it was initially raised. But no, we can't listen to each other and take what we are contributing as committee members and have to wait for someone externally to come and tell us that we already know, what we already suggested, what we already recommended. That is my grievance. But nonetheless, I'm also in the view that we should vote so that we are noting other members of the portfolio committee who are against the refining of the decision. But otherwise, I am in full support, as was recommended months ago to the portfolio committee, that we should not outsource and should exploit state capacity of analyzing this whole process. Thank you.
We note your point, Ms. Chira, and you did raise it. I think we're in Toyando, but maybe it was a working process. I'm not going to stop members if they would want to get this matter finalized, sorted out today, vote on it now. I would not stop. I won't run away on that thing. Honorable Dandy?
No, Chair, I was going to say, I don't think there is really a need for us to wait then for the next meeting. If the proposal comes forward that there should be a voting, I thought we'd come to a consensus, all of us. I think if it's like that, we can do it now, so that we can continue with our work.
I agree. Let's vote. Democrats.
I also agree. Let's vote, Chair.
Currently muted. All plus A.
I also agree. Let's vote.
Currently unmuted. All plus A button.
Honorable member, there's been an issue that we need to vote, and I actually would not stand on the way of that part. The voting will be by a show of hands. Can we all lower our hands in the...
Sorry, Chair.
Sorry. Okay,
just turn the entire thing again. Yes, no. What do you mean, okay? Don't you listen to members when they speak, and therefore listening and going along with the suggestion that is coming in? We need to actually agree to finalize this matter going forward. Okay. Can I get the members to lower their hands, please?
Sorry, Chair, can I come in here, please? The suggestion that I've made is that Mr. Bundy and the PMU are now going to have a conversation about what capacity is available internally, about what the process would be for us and them to work together to process the submission. Because we've now seen that we cannot, and most of these members in this committee don't want us to essentially outsource this responsibility. Now, what I'm simply saying is, once Ms. Dube has said they need to have a conversation, because they've now been organizing SONA, which is a very different set of responsibilities from what we're requiring. But be that as it may, they want to go and have a conversation with the people who who are advising us in this committee and them to see what they can do, what resources they're going to be able to free up, and so that we too can satisfy ourselves that this thing is not being given to people who are resource constrained. That is all I'm asking. Then I said to you, then once that they come back to us, can we then vote to say a decision has been rescinded? Parliament has now said they are fully able to do this work and they will do it, and then we vote on that matter. Now, I'm struggling to understand what exactly am I voting for here. I wouldn't know what to vote for, because it's one thing to say rescind the decision, but then we haven't been able to see what the scope of the work is. Come on, colleagues, I'm pleading here for some understanding and logic. This has got nothing to do with political jostling. It's about having a coherent strategy to do our work. So that's what all I'm pleading for, that can we be thinking about how do we proceed? What capacity does Parliament have? What then are they going to assist us with? What is it that we're going to do ourselves? Then we can vote and make our objections clear on a clear strategy ahead.
What is happening now, Honorable Kwakube, now is that one, we are not giving Mr. Fandi a further mandate to go and re-advertise. That's the point. And on that, whether we are already technically suspending, dealing away with outsourcing is what is due here. That's it. By that and that alone, saying, Mr. Fandi, don't go further from this report that you're giving to us to reissue an advert, so it means we are stopping that process. And we could as well come to the decision now. What comes later would be another matter, but for now we are saying, Mr. Fandi, don't go further. Let us now, we are very happy to have been approved by Ms. Dube, so we will be voting on that and therefore receiving the decision to process and to proceed with the process of outsourcing.
I hear that, Chair, and I hear that well, but I'm saying on
a point of order, Chairperson, my hand has been up, and Honorable Wafel Pube just starts talking, and when you asked to lower hand, I lowered my hand. When I heard Honorable Wafel speaking, I then raised my hand again.
I'm sorry, sir.
Thank you very much. Give me an opportunity, Chair. Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, it's a matter of what comes now first, the chicken or the egg. There is a decision here, as you have got correctly said, that the process will be stopped. It actually tantamounts to the same thing, that we're rescinding our decision at today, whatever the process is that we must follow, to rescind that. It is part of the discussion in terms of what then happens subsequently between Ms. Dube, Mr. Bandi, and yourself. They will then, and yourselves will then, bring a report to us where a decision can then be taken based on the facts which some honorable members want to have before themselves. But right now, the facts cannot be produced, but the process itself has to be stopped. And the manner in which the process has to be stopped has to be through rescinding our decision and saying we will then be taking this forward in the future. It's as easy as that, Chairperson. And let us then take the process forward. If it has to come to a vote, let us then vote. But so far we can see clearly there's a majority that is saying the process has to stop where it is now. And in order for it to be stopped, we need to be able to rescind that decision first. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Honourable members, I'll take the last hand, and the rest of you must lower your hands, and then we'll do the voting. Only one hand now, Honourable Van Staden.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Chairperson, I'm staying with what I've said before earlier this morning. And I want to plead with you, Honorable Chairperson, let us get the correct facts in front of us by means of a report or whatever before we can go over to a vote and make a decision that we probably will regret for the rest of this term while we are busy with this bill. Like I said, Chairperson, and I'm pleading with you, this is a very serious matter. Let's just get all the facts first before we go over to a vote on this matter. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable members, may I then request that we all lower our hands, honorable, yes, thank you. May I get your hands raised, those who support that this process that was followed of planning to outsource, we immediately rescinded today. Can you lower your, can you raise your hands on the platform?
Please note my hand is up, Chair. I don't understand where it's up. I'm in Richmond, you know, most. But it's up.
Keep, leave your hand raised up so that I could then send this information and confirm with the secretary as I read the name, starting with the hand that is raised physically, the hand of Honorable Sokacha. And then on the platform, I see Honorable Jacobs, Honorable Dante, Honorable Munyai, Honorable Gela, their attention, and then my also hands. Yeah. Then, Ms. Kwakube, sorry, Ms. Machalamba, are you able to see or get those figures?
Yes, sir.
May I then record the names of those honorable members who are opposed to this decision? Lower your hands, honorable members, on the platform and get the other hand. Lower your hand, honorable. Those honorable members who are opposed to the decision, honorable Hasina, you don't vote, okay? Lower your hand, Ms. Hasina, smile. Yes. Those are Honorable Kwakube, Honorable Wilson, and Honorable Van Staden. Okay. May I get a name of abstentions? Any abstention? Lower your hand, Ms. Wilson, and any abstentions? Okay. Honorable Shengwa, we don't have undecided voters. And each Mam Shengwa and Mam Chira are full members of this committee. Secretary, advise me where do I slot them in. They are not abstaining, they are not voting for, they are not voting against.
Honorable Chairperson, point of order, I'm voting for. I press raise hand. I'm seeing my hand.
So, Mama. Sorry, let me start with Mam Shengwa. Mam Shengwa, I should have treated you like Honorable Sokacha because you are raising manually. So you are saying, what is your vote for?
Vote for number one.
Yeah, vote to support. And then Honorable Chirwa?
I'm supporting Chairperson.
Can I say something, Chair, sorry, the procedural issue?
What do you say, Mr. Kwakube? Where, Mr. Machalamba?
Ms. Chura is no longer, we received a publication yesterday, that Ms. Chura is no longer a full-time member of the committee. Dr. Tlengekwayo is, so she cannot vote. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Chura, that information has not been communicated to me, but I respect the secretary's official correspondence. So we will then take Mama Shengwa's vote into vote in support of that decision. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Please can you stop calling Ms. Machalamba, Ms. Kwakube, and the other way around, please?
Maybe I must just get used to Kwarube here. If I say Kwarube, that would be better. Just move to the second item. I might as well have came here, said on my on my comments. I opened this, I just took that draft, looked at it for the two, because I thought you should have access to it. Having gone through the draft, I called the members of the staff, starting with Ms. Machalamba, not Ms. Kwakube this time, Ms. Machalamba. The researchers, the staff there, the content advisors, and ask them about this report, raise my issues with the report, which I might just share with you later on after I've listened to you. But I then agreed with the staff members to say, Chair, maybe this report you should have brought us to talk with you about it, now that you are saying what you are saying. But because the report was already with you, I then said, before we then I conclude with you to do this, that, and that on the draft, let me then bring this report, which is already out there amongst members as a real draft. And here are the members of this portfolio committee with regards to, are they able to see what we see, what is their comments, and take it from there. So I'm bringing this, for me, it is this report tabled for your comments, and this is the start, which is something that we have agreed upon. And again, here, I would need to bring it to you and get your processing of this report. And then that's where I stop, and I need to recognize hands that want to comment. Honorable Janji, colleagues, please raise your hands again on this matter. Honorable Janji would want to comment. He probably has read the report. Any other one? So, Kacha, you want to, because you are on the another platform, Ken is number two. Any other comment from Mam Shengwa or Mam Babso Kacha? You are in a different platform. I will have to depend on you to hear that.
I will come in later, Chair.
Come in later. Can I get these three hands in their order? Honorable Janji, Honorable number two, Jacobs, Honorable Gela number three. The colleagues who would like to take a bite on this report? So far, not yet. Maybe the Honorable
Sokhaja.
Honorable Janji, Theta Nat, Yega Le Malian Gekoyo Apinji.
Ngiyaxolisa sihlalo. Ngiyaxolisa sihlalo, abantwana bayavula kusasa bafuna imali ngoku.
Khawuqale
umthetho. Chairperson, firstly, let us welcome and let us welcome the report by the parliamentary staff. Indeed, this is a huge piece of work that has been done. But as you are saying, normally there's draft one and draft two, maybe you should have considered that you go through the report. But let me tell you what I thought was going to happen. I thought we were going to be given this report and be given the script. You remember the last meeting we said we'd look in our notes, and we also expect to be given the scripts. And one day there was something that we were told we must look for in our email. I thought this was information that was going to help us to synthesize the report and sit again. Therefore, Chairperson, I would still plead that we are given these transcripts so that we can see, because as you are looking through your notes and looking at the report, there are some areas that I think are left out from what one was hearing in the public hearing. Probably, I'm not very sure whether my expectation was too much, that I expected that the report, but I expected that at least the executive summary should cover almost all the important things that the people were talking about in the what's called in the hearing. And therefore, for me, I think we should still be given chance and given the transcript so that we can satisfy ourselves. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Jacobs, yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me also join Honorable Janchi in welcoming the report. We appreciate all the work that was put in to prepare this. Fortunately, we were also on the road. We're the ones who actually did the public hearings in all of the provinces. So we are keenly aware of what was raised at all of those hearings. And I myself have read the draft report prepared by Parliament. It is my view that it does not capture all of the pertinent views expressed by those individuals who were present, and also the organizations who spoke at the public hearings. We must remind them what the reason is for South Africa having decided to use public participation processes. And essentially, in a single sentence, it is to provide interested parties an opportunity to expand on written submissions and to mention equity in inquiry issues with the members of Parliament. And therefore, it is captured by all of those researchers and the teams and the PMO with us, that's the Project Management Office. In order for those transcripts to be made available for us to ensure that whatever we capture as being the truth as members of Parliament, that it is the true reflection of what was stated at the public hearings. I want to therefore request that we be afforded more time to interrogate, to discuss, to provide meaningful input into the draft of the report after having received those transcripts. And that we then come back again and ask ourselves to then maybe even provide those inputs to you, Chair, or the Secretary of the Portfolio Committee, and that we then discuss it again in the future. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Geller will be followed by Honorable Kwakhube and then Honorable Wilson.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, on this second item, let me also welcome it, Chairperson, the report that we have received and the work that has been done, Chairperson. Although, Chairperson, the report should be sent back because and there are gaps which other honorables have already raised the issue of gaps that we have found in the report. And also, Chairperson, the other issue, Chairperson, is that we need time also to check and also to get the records, because really there are a lot of gaps in the report. As a result, Chairperson, during the public hearing, number one, the report systematically omits the information presented during the public hearing that supports the NHI. About 85% of the population supports the NHI. The following statement from the different individuals, unions, NGOs, and CPOs who supported the NHI implementation, which were excluded from the report. The 13 positive issues, Chairperson, and the establishment NHI fund to augment public sector resources, address private resource allocation more in the private sector than in the public sector, Chairperson, because you note that when the medical aid is exhausted, people would be discharged from the private hospitals, sent to the public. because of their medical aid is being exhausted. Those are the issues that were raised, which are not heard. And also, Chairperson, the other issue, equity issues about the medical scheme tax credit subsidy only benefiting scheme members. And therefore, we need NHI to correct this. The NHI is a healthcare financing system that will ensure every member of the population is able to access the health services. The medical scheme only benefits the few, support the bill because it will change many things, such as improvement of infrastructure, medicine, reduced queues and improved quality. The NHI with one purchaser, one buyer system, there will be equity in the distribution of the medicine. Pensioners will be created locally where they live because medicine found in hospital will be available at the clinic. Support for the NHI bill, because it is progressive, it will address inequalities since the bill objectives to ensure that all South Africans, irrespective of socio-economic status of the
point of order, chain
will access the
from Ms. Keller. There has been a point of order raised by Honourable Wilson.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this agenda item is to discuss the draft report. We all know what the NHI is. We all know what it's aiming to do. We all know what principles are behind it. I don't think we need Honourable Geller to tell us that all over again. We're well aware of what it entails. Thank you.
I was tempted to say I didn't prepare the staff, Honourable. Maybe I should have asked them to note what your report looks like. You are already talking to those gaps. I was saying maybe there's been an indication here that there are gaps on the report and you'd want to engage with it much more, having received certain supplementary documents. You were already making your input, which I am glad that we can receive when we are going to process that with the staff members. But maybe don't go into details about your corrections on the report. You can just note that there are corrections that you need to put forward.
Thank you, Chairperson. But also, I know that Ms. Wilson knows the deal. I was just saying the gaps, Chairperson, as you are correct, Chairperson. I was raising the gaps that were not captured in the summary report, which are so important and they must be part of the summary report, Chairperson. But I will submit because, as you said, the staff is not prepared. They were not prepared. But really, there's a gap. I think we must refer the report back to be corrected and also resubmitted to us so that at least we close all the gaps that are there in the report. I thank you, Chairperson. But people, they've shown that 100% they support NHI and they want NHI to be implemented. Thank you, Chairperson. Forward with NHI, forward.
Honourable members, may I request that if you go on the same route as the first two, three members who have spoken and you are saying those gaps, we will have to use the other devices to look and see your comments to beef up and support so that maybe we don't spend the time going through a two or three, four-page document of your additions, corrections and all that. So maybe if you can just treated it that way. Honorable Kwakub and then Honorable Wilson.
Thank you so much, Chairperson. Again, I also, like the other members who have spoken just before, I just want to thank the staff of Parliament for compiling that work. It couldn't have been easy, as many of us who actually went to the hearing, we know that there was a lot of information that they had to capture, and to capture it in such a concise way is quite impressive. So we are thankful to them for that. May I perhaps make a suggestion to a person, which is more, you know, I suppose a way of ease of doing business than anything. I think what's going to be important, I think we can accept that this is a consolidated report. I think members must understand this is a consolidated report of all the hearings that we did across the provinces. I think then what Parliament can do, perhaps, Chair, as a suggestion, is that Parliament can then maybe create hyperlinks under each and every one of those provinces to say if a member should want to access the transcript of that province, they can then click on here. Because what we can't have, I mean, we can't have 5,000-page documents. I mean, that's not a report. That is data. So I think perhaps so that the members like Honorable Gela and Honorable Jacobs and Mawusa, and you said, perhaps because they want to satisfy themselves that what was said in those meetings has been adequately captured in the report, then maybe Parliament can create a hyperlink to the raw data that was collected in those meetings. But I think it's important to understand that this is a collation of those meetings. And so obviously it's not going to necessarily state that Joe Soap in Mpumalanga stood up and said this and this and this. I mean that those are minutes. That's not a report. So I would want to make that suggestion. And I'm not opposed, Chair, also for members saying they want more time. I mean, we've had this report for 2 weeks. I personally have gone through it. And also, it's also quite important to also note that, I mean, we did attend the meeting. And many of us, and I remember many of you who, with the exception perhaps of Honorable Munyaye, but I know many of you were also taking notes. So perhaps it's also important to, once we get the raw data, we can be able to look at it in comparison to the notes that you took. But that would just be a procedural suggestion, perhaps, Chair, that we hyperlink the data attached to the report. But I, for one, believe that this is an accurate collation of what we saw across the country, because it states what were the things, what were the arguments people advanced for supporting the bill. Like Honorable Gela said, you know, we saw many people coming out and supporting the bill, but we also saw people coming out and raising concerns about the bill. We also saw people coming out raising concerns about the health system in general. And I appreciate that, the fact that those three things have been delineated. But I don't think we should require minutes. I think a report is adequate. And then if people want access to the raw data, they should be able to have access to it to compare it with their notes.
Honorable Wilson.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, I think I want to support what Honorable Karubi said. This was a very long process, and thousands of people were seen, and you know, hundreds gave their input. I think to try and transcript every word of everything that everybody said over, you know, a very long period of time is a huge, huge ask. I think what we must satisfy ourselves with is that the main points that were raised by everybody, and I think a lot of those are already in the draft. I have made a considerable note that every single one of the public hearings that I will now go through. But I think to expect the transcript of every meeting, and you know, I think we're now putting staff under tremendous pressure, particularly in light of the discussions we had just before this agenda item. But what I would like to see, Chairperson, is a copy of all the forms, including the postcards, including any materials that were distributed and put on chairs or handed out at these meetings, because I suspect a couple of those may have been unconstitutional. But as for the draft report, I think you expect the transcript of every word said by every person. I think that's an incredibly huge ask, and I think the main gist of what was said by the majority of people are in that report. I think we need to go back to our own report where we kept those ourselves to check if anything is not being left out. But I think asking the transcript is huge, and I don't think it's necessary. Thank you.
Honourable Chair, I raise my hand.
The hand of Honourable Munyai. Let me just check. Honourable Chant, is that a new hand or?
Yes, Chairperson, it's a new hand.
Okay. Before you get this, Honourable Munyai.
And me too, Chair.
Usokata.
And Usokata will come before the second round of Tanti. Sorry, after Munyai, I'll recognize Sokacha then.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. My name, it is not on the report. It's not the report. I'll appeal that members deal with the report. I'm not the report. And avoid entangling myself in the internal affairs of the ANC. Was the area where some DS members did not attend. Let me come to the issues at hand. This report, Honorable Chairperson, let's welcome the efforts of the staff of Parliament. But I must say that there's a lot of information. It can be consolidated report. It can be an hyperlink because there's a lot of omissions in this report, and especially from Mpumalanga, and especially from Vembe there in Makwarela, and Ulukwane, and Kirtsibane. Those are, and I expected those information to be also be covered, not only in the summary, but also in the report itself. Because if you look at the summary, it's narrative is just biased. That's why some of our colleagues would want to argue that it's consolidated report, if they must have happening in the public. No, we can't. It must be sorted out, and some members have put that we should listen to the transcript and the videos, and we should do that to prove the misrepresentation or the mis-summarization of the content. And therefore, and I'm sure we should ask, and I think that the transparency will be clarified. I mean, there are a number of the SACP, COSATU, NIHAU, SAUTU, input and the military veterans of the ANC that even came up with document to present, and those are not covered. But let me summarize by saying that indeed, Honorable Chair, there are gaps. I don't want to engage in the report itself right now. Let's really send it back. I think yourself, Chairperson, you should have really looked into the report personally. And I think I must blame you on this one for the first time. I never did this before, with due respect. But at least if you should have really have a time to go through and check, cross-check, it represents the outcome of the session, of the public hearing. That would be my submission. And I'm raising specifically reference to the areas that I've attended, Honorable Chairperson.
Yeah, Honorable Members, I accept the comments of Honorable Munyai. It's only after I forwarded to the draft that I realized I should have sat down with the staff members. Nevertheless, I did. Hence, I'm now requesting, and I take that criticism, that you forward to the staff your viewpoint, like Honorable Geller was already putting together her comments. We look into that with the staff. We then work on your proposal, your submission, where you think you must go and look into. Maybe we may not dismiss completely the issue of not the report being consolidated, but it having something that shows where to get more information on this. Let us therefore now, unless the honourable members want to speak to say let me welcome the criticism that you are bringing. Let me in future work with the staff members in refining this work with your input that are going to come in. But the beauty is that you already do have a draft, so you're not working from the draft. Your constructive input will be based on what you already have and what you see. I see that two hands there. It's Honorable Gela. Kwakube, you're coming again. Normal, you forgot to lower your hand.
No, I was gonna just make a quick suggestion, but after Honorable Gela,
Chair,
I have my hand before Gela.
And it went down again. Yes. Let's start with Honorable Dancing. Your hand is not up anymore. Okay. Honorable Kumza.
I was born before technology, Jefferson. Chair. It may sound like a joke that one was born before technology. We are here to empower each other. I agree with you that we must send our areas of concern looking at our nose. But I also want to check this, I don't know what she called it. She called it, what's the viewer? Hyperlink
air.
Oh, hyperlink. We are being educated so that we can look through, because even my notes, at times I look through my notes and I go back to the report and I think, hey, there's something that surely is not in. We are not saying we are going to, the report should take everything that was said in the, what you call, those pages and pages that were said, but there are areas that I can see when I look at the report and I look at my notes that at least in the executive summary, this should have come up. So, sir, I agree with you that we will send our areas of concern. Thank you, Chairperson.
We have a chat, Honorable Sokacha.
No, Chair, you have skipped me.
I'm so sorry, man. Born before technology myself. You are not in the IT. You are in a rural area. Come on, let your test now. Sorry, Chair.
No, Chair, members have already covered me. I was going to say I had an opportunity also just to quickly look through the report. And as somebody who has attended the public hearings, yes, indeed, there are a lot of gaps in the report. That's why I really also want to thank the staff for the good work that they have done. So I would also like to propose that let's send the report back so that the gaps can be covered. And also, Chair, I also want to propose that we, as we are going to call organizations to come and present, there are the 121 organization to come and present an oral presentation to us also on will be very important for us to come and listen to them. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. A suggestion from Honorable Kwakube.
Thanks, Chair. I suppose as a young member who was born during technology, and that's why I have so many suggestions here. I think what I was simply saying is that even if the report, people do believe that in the executive summary, I like what Mamukyanji said, that maybe there are gaps that people can identify even in the collated report. But, Honorable Jacob had wanted access to the data. So I was simply saying, even if we do amend the report itself and the collation, the collated report, there should be a facility where we are able to, a member is able to go and click a hyperlink that will lead them to the raw collated data. That way, even members who didn't attend the public hearing can be able to go and access some of the transcripts where they may have missed it. But then in terms of the content of the report, I personally like the way that it's been laid out. If members believe that there are things that are gaps, which many of the members have raised, and I think that we must welcome that. If members say, look, I'm looking at my notes and I don't see that reflected here, I think that perhaps what we can do is we can say to members, why don't the members then identify those gaps, like Umamukia has suggested, and send them in so that they can then be incorporated in the report. So that is my suggestion, that we attach the raw data to the report for those who want to access it, for the benefit of those perhaps who may not have been there, or if you want to refresh your memory. And then also, then members who identify gaps, like Uma Mugela had a whole list of things, for instance, that she thought was missing, then we can send those through to Biyokazi and her team to say, these are the things that I think are missing in the collated report.
Honorable, summarize for me. This is what colleagues I was going to say, that let's take it in this regard. Let us get all your comments constructive, bring them to Mr. Matalamba and her team, and let them work on that, and therefore we could then have a comfortable draft into a second draft, into a final draft. I was going to request, honorable members, I'm still going to find time to sit with Mr. Matalamba and her team as to, but please, can we maybe give each other some time? I'll check with you on your, let's not break it here, on our group as to how long it will take for you to bring that collated data to her and me so that we can work on that. Maybe give each other 2 weeks and then they start working on that. I wanted to make a proposition to our staff that while that refining is taking place, we should not forget that there's more other work that still needs to start. And we need to bring that to our attention sometime as to when it has always been my desire that before the parliament rises, we should have had an opportunity to deal with at least some of these 121 organizations. I was wondering if one could come back to you on that as a suggestion, because gleaning from that list, there are professional organizations there, there are civic organizations, there are political parties, and you can actually bring that and say, maybe we'll start here and finish here. That is something I wanted just to raise, to say, depending how Ms. Matalamba and her team will continue refining and receiving amendments, corrections from you and additions, we need to begin to look into this other process, honorable member. And I may not necessarily ask you to respond now, but one may correspond with you with regards to that part going forward. Is that a new hand or a hand that forgot to come down?
My honorable chair, I'm sorry to take your time when you are coming to the conclusion of the meeting. I want you to say that to put the report or the raw data in hyperlink is equally sending the report to the public without having been dealt with the portfolio committee internally. And I vehemently disagree with Honorable Kwakhube on that one. But the other key issues, Honorable Chair, I think you, in the rest of the issues, I don't want to waste time, but the organization, you know, really that make an input should also be listed and why they support or don't support NHI.
Honorable Munya, let's not get into that. We will decide. This issue of a high pending is a good suggestion. The only thing is to can agree at what stage. It may become even a resource for the parliament going forward and beyond us. So it may just be a matter of deciding when do we put it there. And we may actually have to be cautious based on what you are saying. But it was a good suggestion. Honorable members, maybe you can end there, and I request that I communicate with you with regards to when we can start, depending on what Mr. Matalamba is going to advise me on their receiving the corrections, the additions from you, that we may have to then get this other process to kick in. But thank you very much. That was the last part of our discussion, and have a good day. See you this afternoon in the sitting in Parliament. There.
Long live all the members and long live
thank
the
you, chair. Thank you, thank you. We'll see you with a nice photo there.